You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne resident Akemi is living with a mental illness in supported housing. Akemi is not his real name, but he knows the effect insecure housing can have on self-esteem and confidence.
You don't know if you're going to come home to angry landlords, police, or your property thrown out. Those things just leave you unsettled. And everything that does that just slowly adds up. And sooner or later, you reach a breaking point. Everyone's got a breaking point.
He says housing security is critical to feeling better.
Look, that's a huge part of it. Without those basics under your feet, you've really got some difficult struggles to get ahead. So I live with bipolar type 1. And one of the things that will influence my ups and downs is obviously my housing.
Whether it's insecure accommodation or living in the outer suburbs far away from work, these factors can create stressful lives and cause health issues. Professor Carl Grodock from Monash University says some of these challenges can be overcome if cities are planned properly. But he says often the role of race is overlooked.
In many cities, it's communities of colour tend to have a higher health burden. You know, they're often the ones dealing with poor housing conditions or, in terms of those environmental conditions and increasingly challenges around middle and outer suburban healthy housing.
Professor Grodock says focusing on a 20-minute neighbourhood where jobs and services are close by can improve how people feel.
That's an important goal to work towards, but we face a lot of challenges, particularly in those outer suburban communities that don't have built-in active transport, walking amenities, and so forth. And so we really have to think through, how we can stop people from just immediately getting in their cars and create places where they're able to walk and bike safely.
The Melbourne-based community agency Launch Housing ran a campaign in July to highlight the importance of stable housing for those with mental health issues. The chief executive is Bevan Warner.
It's stressful not knowing what you're doing from one day to the next. There's plenty of evidence that poor quality and poorly maintained housing, as well as being homeless, is harmful to health. So we need to get people into homes and we need to get people into well-maintained and well-designed homes.
The organisation has urged Victoria's Mental Health Royal Commission to examine the psychological state of homeless people to understand gaps and failings in the system. Professor Alan Fells is one of the Mental Health Royal Commissioners. He has told ABC mental illness is usually not a political priority for governments.
We are hearing graphic stories of problems faced by individuals and of enormous pressure on the system. And as Premier Andrews has said, the system's broken. So we're going to come up with proposals to greatly improve it and make it a higher priority.
Future planning and healthy housing are some of the topics up for discussion at this week's Festival of Urbanism. The University of Sydney and Monash University are co-hosting the event, which runs until September the 12th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.